The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Boy, oh boy, look at that table. I'm coming for dinner.
Oh, hi, I didn't
know.
Hello, there.
What's all this?
I told you yesterday Aunt Mary was coming, bringing Uncle Edward and Aunt Hannah.
Oh, yeah, I thought they were coming over this noon.
Well, she didn't get started, apparently. Uncle Edward has rheumatism, you know. I guess he didn't get ready. Aunt Mary phoned me and said they were leaving about 4 o'clock and they'd be here in time for dinner.
Oh, they're staying overnight?
Yes. Aunt Hannah can't conceive a drive at night, so I'm putting him in the guest room. Uncle Edward can have Betsy's bed. I sent her down to the Kendalls to stay for dinner, and overnight I didn't want her around. I know there's going to be a fight.
Well, listen, I don't think we should say too much. You know, let them do the talking.
I know. I would be lucky to get a word in edgewise anyhow.
Mm. I don't think this is going to be a very pleasant evening.
No, no, it isn't. And trouble has started already. Aunt Cecilia called, wanted to know why she hadn't been invited. I said I didn't send out invitations, that Aunt Mary merely wanted to drive over to talk to me about Laura's will. Well, she carried on. Wanted to know what Aunt Mary was doing behind her back. She had as much right to Laura's money as we all did, and so forth. Now, listen, as soon as they arrive, let's tell them that we don't intend to do anything about Laura's will, that we're giving up any claim.
No, wait a minute. Let's hear what they have to say. You know, it's kind of interesting. After all, there is $500,000 involved.
Suddenly, you're interested. You wouldn't even discuss it last week.
Well, I didn't like the way you ran the Mary call yesterday and tried to do you out of your share.
No, I don't want any of the money. There's been nothing but wrangling. Ever since this whole thing started, and I'm sick of it. Why does money always cause trouble?
I don't know, but it does, and the trouble has grown up in front of the house. There they are.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Hey, what's the matter, man? Tired, spark? That's no way to face a happy holiday. With only 3 days to Memorial Day, starting the first great big all-out three-day weekend of the year. Everybody the whole country over is going east, going west, going north, going south, going outdoors. 3 days to get new spark plugs, man. 3 days to get a new oil filter, the radiator flush, the new battery. Get ready to ride, man. Get the whole family ready for wide open living. Check in at your service station. 3 days, then go, man, go. And all throughout your happy holiday, the world is as near as your CBS radio network station, broadcasting the news by Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Robert Stout, Alan Jackson, and Bill Downs.
Are you comfortable, Uncle Edward?
What?
I said, are you comfortable in that chair?
Well, if I'm not, I'll get up and move. And you don't need to shout. I hear just as well as you do.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're looking well, Aunt Hannah.
Oh, I look a lot better than I feel.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's been giving you the trouble?
Well, I first noticed a strange feeling in my leg last fall.
I know.
I drive for 75 miles to inspect your ailment. Now, we have a lot to talk about, and you better talk about something before dinner. He said you'd fall asleep as soon as you had anything to eat. Oh, that's all right. Don't worry. He can't hear me.
I heard you, Mary.
I don't think you miss much, Uncle Edwin.
What's that?
I said I don't think you miss much.
Well, that brings me my age, and you're still living with two of your sisters. You just sort of acquire a deaf ear in self-defense. I hear what I want to hear about childhood.
Aunt Hannah, why don't you sit over there and put your leg up on the footstool if it's bothering you?
Oh, no. I'm quite all right, thank you. I don't want any special attention. I never talk about my ailments, and I don't want to leave anyone else with them. Oh, go on, Mary. You seem to be taking it upon yourself to handle this.
Well, somebody has to. Goodness, I don't know what's the matter with all of us. Ever since this business with the Laura's inheritance came up, everybody's been so cross and cranky.
Well, I tell you, Aunt Mary, things have been sort of unsettled around here, too. Sort of anybody in this family leaving $500,000 is sort of upsetting.
Well, I haven't thought of the money at all. All Mary and I thought of his poor cousin Laura living all those years by herself in that house.
Well, but that 27 cats are hardly living alone.
And anyhow, I thought you hadn't spoken to Laura for years, Aunt Mary.
Well, it was her own fault.
I always liked her.
Sure. But when she came to Father's funeral, and just walked off with the old sign of the turkey platter, his father always said to be mine.
Father never said you were to have the turkey platter.
Oh, yes, he did. I was going to have the turkey platter, and you were to get the covered vegetables.
Well, I never heard Father say it.
Yeah, he did. I was to get the turkey platter.
Oh, this has been going on for years. Every time we have turkey.
Well, anyhow, Mary, you were saying Father walked right off with it. Not the last we ever heard from him, but it was real business, came out. Except I heard many years ago she'd been having a lot of money from her husband. And I heard about the turkey platter then. She never answered the letter.
Well, I don't remember Father saying you were just a surprise.
Well, maybe we can tell you what Laura, you know, Mr. Cole and Boston have been saying about Laura's will.
Yes, I think we should, you know, make sure you have it all clear.
Mr. Cole is that. He's going to send us all copies of the will.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said over the phone that Laura left the house. 15 acres and 27 cats to her closest surviving relative or relatives who would have moved there to her house. And take care of the cat.
That's right. And she also willed $500,000.
Well, I don't think we should be influenced by the thought of the money.
Well, I'm certainly not influenced by the thought of the cat. 27 of them. Can't tell me she wasn't a little bit curious.
Well, she didn't get it from our side of the family.
I hadn't cleaned house, apparently, Aunt Mary, for years. There was about 2 tons of newspapers and rubbish in that house, you tell me?
Well, she didn't get that from our family either.
Oh, she's certainly not. Our mother always turned the matches every day, remember?
Well, I turn mine every other day. I think that's enough.
Now, do we understand that, Mary, then, that you three plan to move to Boston and we live in Laura's house and take care of the cat?
Well, somebody has to.
Yeah.
I understand, don't you, that if none of the relatives were willing to do so, the estate automatically goes to Chaucer College?
Oh, yes, but as I said to Hannah and Edward here, although we are not speaking terms of Laura when she died, after all, she was family, and I think we should let bygones be bygones.
That's right, Mary.
We look at it this way. We have 2 cats and a parrot, and we said if anything happened to all 3 of us, we would certainly want to know that our beloved pets would be cared for.
Mm-hmm. That this darn parrot means the old bird. Half his feather's gone. Talks all the time. Cannot understand a word he's saying. Bite your finger off. We got a chance.
Oh, Edward, he just doesn't like you to shake the newspaper at him. Well, as Mary was saying, we feel that Laura would have done as much for us, and that the thought of those poor little 27 cats with no one to look after them.
And what the thought of those $500,000 with no one to look after them.
That's what we all for, Edward. And it is true. We don't need the money.
I think perhaps we'd better have dinner and discuss it afterwards.
That's just so I'll fall asleep.
Well, I'm afraid dinner's not quite ready anyhow. By the way, Aunt Cecile called to ask what we were doing about all this, and I suppose you know that she and Uncle Ralph are considering making the move, too.
Yes, I think it's terrible, Cecile. Ralph isn't at all well, and he's lived in Hilldale all his life, hardly been out of it. And Ralph isn't a person who ever wants to go anywhere.
Well, it's surprising they decided to make such a change.
Oh, Cecile's probably worried about those poor cats not getting 3 squares a day.
Aunt Mary, what about Aunt Sarah and her husband?
Well, Sarah says suddenly that she's always wanted to live in Boston, which is certainly the first I've heard about it.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to make plans, really. What about you two?
Well, Aunt Mary, the truth is...
We haven't decided.
Well, for heaven's sake, we can't all live in the house.
Well, we stopped to see. It's quite a big house, you know. It's run down, needs a lot of repairs. Big house. But let's see how many there'll be of us. 3 of you, 4 of them, 3 of us. And the new baby will be about 11 of us.
But I got the impression yesterday you weren't going to move.
Well, we haven't decided. I mean, frankly, I was thinking of the money. With 8 to divide it, that's over $60,000 apiece.
Well, dear,
What we have to do now is figure out if it's worth it. With 11 of us living together, 27 cats. No, more than that. You have 2 more, and we have a dog. We got some rabbits and chickens.
Well, really? I begin to wonder if Laura was a sound mind when she made out that will. I don't think she knew what she was doing.
She knew exactly what she was doing. Getting even with you for not speaking to her. I'll tell you something else. I'm sorry now. I didn't know her better. I'm not like the most interesting one of the family.
I think maybe I better see how dinner's coming along here.
I'll get it.
Sounds like long distance.
I want to talk to her.
Hello. Yeah, it's Boston.
Oh, must be Mr. Cole. That's the lawyer.
Hello. Yes, Mr. Cole. Yes, I did call you today. Yes, well, here's what I want.
I want to know if it stated in her will that you had to live all the time in her house to share any inheritance, or if it were possible to delegate one person or maybe two to take turns staying in the house.
Well, that is certainly an idea. Yeah. I've never thought of that.
Huh? What?
What is it?
So you... How could that be?
What is it, dear?
Yes. Hold on. Get to this. There's no money.
No,
half million. No money at all.
No money.
That's right. That's right. Yes, she said she left half a million, but there isn't any money. Yes, Mr. Cole. Yes, the fact is, some of the family are here now discussing it.
Oh,
she doesn't know that. It's the tea. Why don't you just
walk off? Goodbye, Tucker. I need you to sit in mine, Tucker. I don't call. Oh, wait, Julie, call. I think I'll get dinner on the table.
Well, get them all tucked in for the night.
Yeah, they're in the guest room. Uncle Edward is in Betsy's room.
I kind of like your Uncle Edward. He's got a good sense of humor.
It's a good thing he needs it, living with those two.
Yeah.
When I left him, they were arguing about opening a window. Aunt Mary has such fresh air, and Aunt Hannah says she can't sleep in a draft. Well, I guess they're a little upset, you know.
Oh, human nature. You know, they were so worried about dear Laura's cat. Yeah. Somebody had to go and take care of them. Well, you notice there wasn't much talk after dinner about the poor cat.
Well, they haven't said they aren't going.
No, they're just giving good time to think up an excuse.
Then the estate will go to Charlie College.
Yeah, that's probably what Lauren intended, unless you wanted to have a little joke first. You know, your Uncle Edward was right. Well, you know something?
You better wind the clock and set the alarm.
This would make a good story. Maybe I ought to write it. Nonsense better than some of the stuff they need. You know, I've often thought I should be a writer.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only way to be a writer is to sit down and write.
I know, but I never have the time. I bet I could.
Mm-hmm. Your writing's applying the seat of the pants to the seat of the chair, not just daydreaming about it.
It's got all the elements of a whacking good story. Love, hate, greed, revenge, $500,000 at the stake, little squabble, the old China turkey platter. I think I should make a book out of it, then sell the rights to the movies. Huh?
Gonna brush your teeth, or shall I turn out the bathroom light?
Nah, turn it out. My mother always thought I ought to be a writer. You'll bowl her over if I ever wrote a book. To my mother, without whose constant encouragement and inspiration...
Your mother? If you write a book, you better dedicate it to me. I'd have the work typing the manuscript.
I foresee another family squabble. Well, let's not worry too much about it yet, huh?
No. Get out, dear.
Be funny if it were a bestseller, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Be funny if I earned $500,000 out of writing it. Huh?
Yes, dear, I should say.
Sure, you wait and see. I'm going to write someday.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Someday, when I have time.
Holiday coming with all kinds of outdoor eating and fun. Whatever your plans for the long weekend, you'll need triple wax Cup Bite, the wax paper that keeps all picnic food fresh longer. Penny for penny, the big 125-foot roll gives you almost four times more than the expensive wrap and gives you a full 25 feet more than most other wax papers. It's being featured in food stores now. So when shopping, be sure to look for the Cup Rice display and pick up a roll of Cup Rice. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Brunton, with Alice Yorman, Belle Flower, and Roger DeCoven, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.